This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Seth Grossman is the executive director of Liberty and Prosperity. He's been on the show a bunch of times, and he's always out there fighting for freedom and liberty. Seth, you got a big event coming up this weekend, huh?
Yes, this entire week in Summers Point is dedicated to remembering Richard Summers, our local hero. He was born in Summers Point in 1778. He died fighting Muslim pirates in North Africa in Tripoli in 1804.
Thomas Jefferson was president during that,
yeah,
I believe,
Thomas,
right?
Thomas Jefferson was president, and America stumbled into its first war against Islamic terror. And we had no idea what we were getting into. But when we got there, we found out that American ships were being attacked for no reason. Thomas Jefferson actually asked the ambassador of Tripoli, "Why are you attacking us?" And the answer that he got was, under the laws of their prophet, it's written in the Quran that any nation that does not acknowledge their authority is a bunch of sinners, and it's the duty of every Muslim to make war on us and take us prisoners and to enslave us. And they were just doing what their prophet told us to do. And Thomas Jefferson was so astonished, he went out and he got a Quran and he read it cover to cover. That's how it ended up in his library.
And so Richard Summers, obviously, for New Jersey, I mean, in particular, there's a lot of people. Summers Point is a town in New Jersey. A lot of people may be familiar with Summers Point, named after Richard Summers. And they're doing something to honor him this weekend?
Yeah, well, we had an event yesterday where we had members of the Summers family as far away as Swedesboro came in. And there'll be another event this Sunday, 2 o'clock, at the mural and statue set up to honor Richard Summers roughly 200 years after his death in Tripoli. Because there's some issues that come up that nobody knows about. We call it the Barbary Wars or the Barbary Pirates. But these, as a lawyer, I know these were not pirates at all. A pirate was an outlaw, just like a horse thief in the West. If you found a pirate, you'd be killed instantly after a quick trial. But the Barbary so-called pirates were actually privateers. They had licenses and permits to do what they did because legally the Turkish Empire was at war with any non-Muslim nation that did not pay tribute to them. And so when these pirates were captured, instead they were held as prisoners of war. And the only way to get out of it was to make a peace treaty and then pay them tribute. Also, they were the center of the slave trade throughout the world. Nobody knows this, but millions of Europeans were captured as slaves by the Barbary so-called pirates. They went up as far as Iceland and Ireland because blonde, blue-haired women, blue-eyed women got the highest prices on the Arab slave markets.
Of course, the famous phrase "from the shores of Tripoli" has a lot to do with this as well, right?
Exactly. When Richard Summers was killed, Congress said, okay, we tried fighting this war thousands of miles away. They gave up. They said, here's some money to pay to get the rest of our prisoners back. The American sailors were so outraged at the sacrifices they made to end this piracy that they ended up defying orders. They paid Greek mercenaries, and they had the Marines land on the shores of Tripoli to win the war that Congress was about to surrender on. And that's another chapter of American history that's completely forgotten.
And you would say, Seth Grossman, Executive Director of Liberty and Prosperity, that would also be one of the most important moments in the history of the United States Marine Corps as well, right?
Absolutely. But this entire story is so politically correct that the Richard Summers story and the story of the Barbary Pirates, the story of the massive slave trading going on within the Islamic world and the capturing of black slaves as well as white slaves, totally suppressed in our universities and high schools. Our kids have no idea. So the real reason we're having this ceremony and to have these events is to teach kids that they're learning in school just the 5% of American history that's bad. They're not learning the 95% of history that's good. And the fact that Americans risked everything to fight for freedom around the world, not to pay money as tribute to dictators. That was an American tradition that lasted for almost 200 years, and we want to bring it back.
Why is there such political correctness around this? You know, you're right, and they always say it's the Barbary Pirates, and they never mention the Muslim issue never comes up, but it really was our first real true encounter with Muslim extremists back then. Is that the reason you think? Is it that?
There's no question about it, because I was a history professor at our local community college. Our textbook made it sound like America was the only nation in the world that had slavery, when we were, in fact, one of the first nations to end slavery. Slavery had been going on for 1,000 years in the Islamic world. The only reason that you don't have the descendants of black slaves living in the Arab world is that black slaves were, the children were killed at birth, male slaves were castrated because it was so cheap and plentiful to get slaves just across the Sahara Desert. But that story is not told to our kids. They think we're the bad guys.
Seth, where can people get more information about the event on Sunday?
LibertyandProsperity.com. It's going to be at 2 o'clock in Summers Point, 801 Shore Road, right by. There's a monument. You can't miss it. In fact, you got Charlie's Bar as you're heading towards Ocean City, Charlie's Bar on the left, and you got the mural and statue in honor of Richard Summers on the right.
Well, everybody knows Charlie's Bar, so that's easy to remember. All right, Seth Grossman, Executive Director of Liberty and Prosperity. Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you.
You know, I want to tell you, history is important, and today is one of those days where you have to remember your history for a lot of different reasons. It was also the day when the Nazis made the Jews wear the Star of David. It was in 1941. History is very, very important to remember.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.